We always like to sing as much as possible. Would you go there? Also, I feel when the devotees know or hear my voice, they know, oh my God, now we really have to come. He's there. So I like to always chant in a way that connection is established. You know, when you have a electrical wire that goes nowhere, the electricity cannot flow, but when it connects with another wire, then a circle is created and the electrical energy can flow and can also move things. What is that? Like for instance, this instrument, we can. So in devotional life or in spiritual life, we have to close the circle really. And this is especially there in chanting. You immediately feel the difference. When the connection is made, then there is energy and joy and devotees jump and inspire others and so on. But when the wires don't meet, means when I chant but it doesn't meet with Krishna, and then it somehow, you know, it's a dead thing when there is no connection. So I always, the same holds really true with prayer. Only when you pray and you enter into a living connection with Krishna, only if your mind steps out of the brain, so to say, it goes into the heart where devotional feelings reside, the prayer will reach and will be reciprocated. So let us try again. Please say with me the pranam mantras. Jaya Sri Krishna Chai Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Garada Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitinamine O Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivisesa Sunyavari Paskachare Sadarine. Can we put more volume, please? Better say to on the harmonium.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Bada Setu, Bada Setu, Bada Setu,
Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama.
everybody please. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Oh 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare One more time, please sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Please, one more time. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Radha Shyama Sunda Radha Shyama Sunda Radha Shyama Sunda Si Radhe Go Premanandi Hari 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 Bo Hare Krishna. Thank you, Bharatasiri. We give you a hard time, I know. My dear devotees, I want to say three points, really. First, I want to tell you a little bit about a personal experience. It started perhaps 20 years ago when devotees came to me and said, Maharaj, pray for us. And I did not really know how to do that. It was more, I knew from Christianity something about prayers for others. You turned to Mother Maria and you asked her to pray on behalf of you to Jesus, for instance, that's in Catholicism. So I knew a little from, but not in Krishna consciousness, how I should do it. And but I didn't want to say no, I don't pray for you because I don't. But many, so over the years this came, more and more requests came, And I remember it was in London where a person who had bad cancer, you know, I think it was on stage 5, that means it's almost incurable, came to me and said, Maharaj, please pray for me. There are 2 children, my children, who need me, and modern medicine has said they cannot do anything for me any longer. You are my only hope, really. Please pray for me. And I remember how absolutely uncomfortable I felt. You know, it's almost if someone expects too much of you, something you know you can't do. Yet it is so important for them. Our Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj has said, when you are asked to do something which is beyond your capability, yet you act without hesitation, that is the time when empowerment takes place. Isn't it beautiful? Should I say it again? Yes. When you are asked to do something that is clearly beyond your own capabilities, yet or however, or despite of this, you act without hesitation, that's the moment when empowerment takes place. So I knew about this statement of Maharaj, and I knew that he had incorporated it. He had often done something in his life which really... it didn't have the signature of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, but the signature of either Prabhupada or Krishna. In other words, he didn't do it. Krishna did it. Raghunath Prabhu would call it a Krishna miracle. I knew this, and so I decided to try to pray for this person. And it was clear for me that on my own, I can't cure the cancer. Yes, I had heard a little bit about Reiki, and I had done Reiki in the Himalayas when we were almost not able to continue the journey because that then needed to be healing, and I remember I was doing this and say Reiki Namo Namaha or something. I hope it flows, and something worked, but I didn't know how to pray for this person. But he was such a sincere soul, and the children were there, the young children. You had to do something. So it was, I went back to my room, and it was at that time where I discovered something. I put a picture of Prabhupada and a picture of Radha and Krishna, and I first prayed to them. I said, my dear Prabhupada, I'm asked to pray for this person. And I might as well, but I'm turning to you. I can't heal this situation, but you can do it. Then, so I turned to Prabhupada and Krishna, and then I invoked is I brought the person to me, the you know, how he looked. I imagined his disease. He had told me what type of cancer it was, I put him not next to Radha and Krishna, but a little almost on in a circle, just you know. He was me, I was praying, here was Radha and Krishna. I was praying to Prabhupada, Radha and Krishna. And here I put this person, the image, and I began to sincerely say, my Lord, there are two little children. He is a good person. And I think he has learned his lesson well. Diseases are messengers who teach us something, and when we understand, it's all right. And I prayed. Nothing happened. I just prayed to Prabhupada, Krishna, for this person. Later, on the London visit, I asked, is there something, some information about this person? Yeah, he went back to the hospital and he said he has given up. He only he hopes now that Sachinandan Swami prays. Oh, no. So I went back the evening, this was the next evening, and I again prayed. And this time I said, my dear Prabhupada and my dear Krishna, please heal this person if you so desire, if it is your desire. If it is your desire to take him, that is your fine, if this is your desire. I cannot comment anything. So all of a sudden, my dear devotees, I cannot explain to you, I saw that from Radha and Krishna, something like, you could call it a kripa, the kripa shakti, that is what we call the mercy energy, came to this person, and it came also to me, and it was flowing back. It was almost like when you take a torchlight, yes, and you whirl it in the light, in the night, then there is a circle of light. Do I make sense for you? So it was almost like there was something coming from Radha and Krishna to the person, to me also. I felt all of a sudden very inspired, and I continued to just pray in a humble way. If it is your desire, please, this is a good devotee, I would like to request you, if it is your desire. And it became like a circle, and it felt so wonderful that it was almost difficult for me to stop and take myself out. It's almost when you are in an electrical circle. Has this happened to you? Your hand is in the Steckdose, in the, what is it called? The, what? The Utichnitska. Yeah, in the Steckdose, you know. And you can't take it back. So this is what, and this was my first experience. I said, wow! This is something beyond me. Then I thought, is this mystic yoga? Or is this yoga Mishra Bhakti? Or is it Reiki Mishra Bhakti? Or is it, what is it? And I only can give one answer. It's the mercy of Krishna. I believe strongly since that time, when someone prays with a good intention and a relatively pure mind for the benefit of others, and Krishna sees that, Krishna might change something in the karma of the person they are to. I've also been in a situation where I'm asked to pray for someone and trying, but I can't make the connection. I can't think of Radha and Krishna, nor can I think of the people. You know, the circle is not working, in other words. It's not coming. It's not accepted, so to say. It's not to be. And at that time, I know, oh, this person, most probably we will soon hear that he has left his body. But you don't tell this. I sometimes tell to Gaur Krishna, I can't make the connection. I'm not sure that there will be something happening. And I'm usually quite accurate, because even a fool can see light in the darkness. In other words, you can see the circle when you make connection. This is a little bit on prayer. Could you understand what I was thinking? If you want it simple, because you don't like complicated things due to your education, we can make it very simple. When you ask to pray for someone, you'd sit down, you make a peaceful atmosphere, and then you connect to Srila Prabhupada and Radha and Krishna, and then you pray on behalf of that person. You have to know a little bit about their situation, their age. You really have to find that person. It's easy when you know them. Then it's easy. And my dear devotees, I have seen really miracles happening in this. This person recovered totally from cancer, and the doctors had not seen such a case. They had given him up. And there are many things which we could say, but I don't wish to talk about this too much, because the illusion could happen that this has anything to do with me. No, it's all the mercy of Prabhupada and Krishna. They can heal. We can't heal. We can just pray sincerely. That is what is possible. I want to now go to a next point. When I came back this time from India, I brought with me a stone. No, it was when I came back in January from India. I was twice in India this year. I was in Kartik and November and December, and I was also in the end of February. So when I came back the first time, I brought with me a stone which has a blue imprint in it, dark blue, and this is known as, and we called it the Promise Stone. Would you like to know the secret of this stone? It's easy. I'm warming the discussion up, so let's start with easy things. Well, it is like this. There were changes in Braj 5,000 years ago, which were most disturbing. The birds were no longer singing jubilantly, but they were crying. The kadamba trees, the leaves would fall on the ground. Strange astrological constellations were seen, and Yashoda came one morning to Nanda Maharaj, or one night, and said, "I can't feel him any longer." Yashoda, what are you saying? Well, I put my hand, it was actually in the morning, I put my hand under the blanket where Krishna has rested, and it was not warm. I can't feel my son any longer. Now, the strangest event, my dear devotees, were not what was going on in the nature. It was also not what was going on in Mother Yashoda's heart and the Brijbasi's heart. It was Krishna himself. Let me tell you, Krishna was sometimes sitting on the banks of the Yamuna like this and looking for many hours at the Yamuna and the land of Vrindavan as if he would see this the last time, as if to make a photo, so to say, a picture in his heart. And when he embraced his friends, my dear devotee, Krishna held them for a long time in his embrace and cried and did not let them go, as if he was embracing them for the last time. Everyone in Vrindavan was thinking the most difficult thing might happen. What for the Brijbasis is the most difficult thing? That, yes, absence of Krishna, that Krishna might leave them one day. Around this time, Krishna played with the gopis the Dan Keli Leela. The gopis were coming with their milk products, passing by the side of Giriraj, and Krishna came and said, "You have to give me taxes here. You have to pay me in milk products." And the gopi said, "Since when? There are no taxes here. It's only your invention, Krishna. You are so greedy for milk. Is this a sign of strength, Krishna, that you stop weak girls in the midst of the forest and then threaten them? If you have any strength, then go to Mathura and fight with the wrestlers of King Kamsa." So Krishna at that time had said, "O beautiful gopis, listen very carefully. If I set my feet on the path that leads to Mathura, I will never come back again." Gopi said, "Don't say such cruel things ever again. You can have our milk products for free. You can give, and even if you have eaten so much that you can't eat anymore, you can still have more from us. But don't mention such cruel words that you will go to Mathura and not return." Krishna had not answered at that time. So everywhere in Vrindavan, there was this feeling. It was seen in the nature. There were these changes in the nature. There were Mother Yashoda. She should know. She is the mother of Krishna. And everywhere was this feeling Krishna might leave Vrindavan. But no one wanted to ask Krishna directly into his face. So one day, Krishna was going with the cowherd boys near Kamyavan, and Sridham said, "Krishna, I have a question. May I ask the question?" Krishna knew what was coming, because Sridham would never ask if he can ask a question. He would just he would play ball with him. He would wrestle with him. There was no formality. And Sridham looked at Krishna right into the face and he said, "Krishna, will you ever leave us?" So Krishna knew at that moment, if he would say, no, they wouldn't believe him. He had to give a more substantial answer. So he said, "Why do you ask this question?" Sridham said, "Now don't even avoid the question. Give a very clear answer." So Krishna said, he thought he had to give something substantial. He said, "On the fact that I am Nanda Maharaj's son, I declare that I will never leave Vrindavan. But that was not enough for his friends. See, when you make a promise, and the promise really means something, the person on whose name you make the promise has to be there. And you have to touch his heart and look into his eye. In other words, if I say, Premamurti has invited me to Hrishikesh, and I have always avoided a clear answer because I don't know if I have the time in the schedule. But if Premamurti would now say to me, Maharaj, I need a clear answer, then if I would give a clear answer that I come, I would have to look him into the face, I would have to touch his shoulder or somewhere, and then say, Premamurti, on the fact that you are very dear to me, I am promising I will come to Hrishikesh on the 20th of May. And then I'm bound by the promise. If I break such a promise, there will be bad consequences for me. So Nanda Maharaj was not there. Krishna couldn't make a promise on Nanda Maharaj. So he said again, okay, I'm touching now a pure item that is the land of Vrindavan. I'm touching the rock and I'm again making the promise on the fact that I am the cowherd boy of the 900,000 cows of Nanda Maharaj. I'm touching the land of Vrindavan and I'm declaring solemnly that I will never leave the land of Vrindavan, I will never leave the Brijbasis, and I will never leave those who sincerely search for me. Bang! And the area where Krishna touched the land of Vrindavan and made this promise, I have not with me because I'm afraid of the thieves of Kaluvats. I have brought a stone with me which has a blue fingerprint on it. I call it the promise stone. And when I feel alone in this world, when I feel, I look at my promise stone and know Krishna has promised and he will not break his promise. Now, my dear devotees, Krishna promises to take care of those who sincerely look for his shelter. But we see devotees suffering illnesses. The other day I spoke with you about Jaipataka Maharaj, who is such a nice, wonderful devotee, who has so many problems, physical problems. We have heard the other day that there was an airplane crash. It's a couple of years now back, but I only heard 5 days ago, there was an airplane crash and 12 brahmacharis died in the airplane crash. Where's Krishna's promise that he will not leave the devotees? I believe we are moving in times of change. Today at 8 o'clock, 1.5 million young people will demonstrate and protest for a significant change which might affect the land of Serbia. No? There are changes. The world can't go on the way it goes on so much longer. There are economic changes, there are changes in atmosphere. Perhaps you notice something, people become more hectic, relationships are becoming difficult. We sometimes hear amazing forms of betrayal in relationships, you know, where you really go, how is it possible? Well, it is possible. Welcome to the age of Kali. This is the age for these changes. It's important for devotees to understand Krishna's promise to take care of him. Kaunteya pratijanahi name bhakta vinashati. Is it like this? Or I don't know. Pranashati. I've written it down here. Kaunteya pratijanahi, say. Kaunteya pratijanahi name bhakta pranashati. Name bhakta pranashyati. O son of Kunti, Krishna says, declare it boldly. Have some courage that my devotee never perishes. My dear devotees, what is meant with this verse is that my devotee never perishes. That means their devotion will not perish. Their consciousness will not perish. But devotees might have to go a trial through a fire test or a trial by fire. I would like to tell you a very amazing pastime. After the battle for Sita was fought and Ravan was removed and his whole government was no longer working, they were all dead, these demons, Ram told Hanuman, now Hanuman, go into the Ashoka Van and tell Mother Sita, Sita, that the war is over. So Hanuman went, and it is described, he told Sita, Sita, Ram is here, and he has taken care and corrected the entire demon situation. Good times are coming. So Sita went into a palanquin, you know, palanquinski, maybe that's not the right word, but palanquin, which is carried, and she was coming to the army of Ram, the Vanara army, and everyone was so excited. They had fought for Mother Sita. They were so blissful. They said, please open the veil of the palanquin. She was covered. We want to see Sita for whom we fought this battle, and it was open. And Ram was there. There was a great excitement. Mother Sita stepped from the palanquin on the floor. My dear devotees, when she just put her foot out of the palanquin to place it on the ground, all of the Vanaras almost fainted to see the beauty of Mother Sita's foot. And she came and stood before Ram. And all of a sudden, a change in mood happened. Ram's face became very stoic. And he said, now the war is over. Ravan is removed. You are now free to go wherever you wish. Now, to give you a little cultural background, if an elevated lady would stay for longer in the house of another man, that was considered not good because that was not sanctioned by the civilization at that time. it would be possible for ladies to visit their parents and without their husband, but there would be certain things that would have been to be there. But here, Sita was kidnapped by force. She was taken by force. So Ram, in order to give a certain example of respecting the cultural reservations for such a thing, said, "You are free to go now wherever you wish. That means I will not accept you back." At that moment, Sita looked at Ram and she said these words, "You are talking like a common man who deals with a village woman. Don't you know how much I love you? I can't bear this rejection from you, and I will now enter before everyone the fire. And if it is true that not for a moment I had another thought than you, Ram, in my mind, then the fire will not harm me." So Ram looked at Lakshman and said, "Bring the firewood. Bring the wood." Lakshman said, "What? What? Jesht means elder brother, no? I said, bring the wood." So again, a cultural information, what the older brother says is to be obeyed. Older brother's word is, he's a representative like the father, who is a representative of authority. A different culture than our, different times. So he had to follow. He put the funeral pyre, he lit the fire, and Sita circumambulated Ram a few times and then went into the fire with a beautiful orange-colored sari. It was an orange-colored sari. And at that time, Ram looked to the side and started to cry like anything. The public face was one thing, but he couldn't control himself any longer. Moments later, my dear devotee, a divine persona, brilliant like 10,000 fires, came. It was Agnidev personally who carried Mother Sita out of the fire, and Ram, his face changed, and he was very, very welcoming. A whole total different thing. Everyone was, that the Vanaras was just throwing their garments, I mean the upper garments, into the air. They were giving very temperamental celebration. And Sita was welcomed. My dear devotees, there is a very esoteric pastime, let me say, truth behind this, which is discussed in the Kurma Purana, but I will not go into this. It had to be there because the Sita who was kidnapped was not the real Sita. No demon can touch the divine concert of Krishna. But I will not go there. The real Sita had been taken by Agnidev and stayed in her abode, and Agni then returned the real Sita, whereas the false, the Sita, the Maya Sita, which Ravan had taken, went away. But let us not stay there. My point here is the fire test. Do you remember when Krishna called the gopis in the forest of Vrindavan? Do you remember? And when they arrived, did he welcome them immediately? No, he sent them back. Do you remember? My dear devotees, in the same way as a goldsmith will put his gold into fire to purify it, Krishna takes his devotees and purifies them. He does this on the highest level with his direct associates, Sita and the gopis, and he does it with us small Kali Yuga devotees, because he wants that we come from the external form of devotion, the ritualistic form, the mechanic form, to an inner or existential devotion. He wants that we come to from the level of show devotees to real devotees. Less fireworks, so to say, more of the steadily burning flame, or less show, more soul. You know, he wants us to come to this very, very nice level. Therefore, all devotees on the spiritual path, in old times and present times and in future times, will experience a crossroad in their spiritual life, where they have to decide, will I trust and put my faith in Krishna, or will I trust and put my faith in my own arrangements? Now, this is a very, very, very common. It is seen in many traditions. In the West, you have this dark night of the soul, and so on. There's a very nice song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur who sings this. Please sing along with me, who sings about this. Tomara samsare, tomara samsare, koribo sevana, koribo sevana, nahibo falera bagi, nahibo falera bagi, tava sukha jahe, tava sukha jahe, koribo jatana, koribo jatana, haye pade anuragi, haye pade anuragi, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is from the song 8 of Atmanivedana. It says, in the course of serving you, while I am serving you, whatever difficulties may come are indeed the topmost joy. Wow. The pains and pleasures of service to you are the greatest assets, for they destroy the misery of nations. In other words, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that both happiness and the difficulties are having the same effect when it happens in devotional service. They take away the ignorance. I would like to give you a few examples. Let me start with an example from early on, when our children in Krishna consciousness are standing before a test. In the beginning, children always do what their parents tell them. I mean, they may not do always what the parents tell them, but basically they are at home and they follow the life of the family. They live the family. When the mother goes and picks up the child doesn't ask, where are we going? I don't think I would like it there. It goes along. But there comes a time when the child has to make its own decision. Will I go for Krishna or not? Let me give you another example. A devotee joins the Hare Krishna movement and he is told that Sadhu Sangha, the association of devotees, is very blissful. Then, after some time, he hears of dirty politics in ISKCON. He hears of child abuse. He hears of pedophilia, whatever it is. And at this time, he has to decide, did I just join because of people? I wanted to be part of a group. Or is it because of Krishna that I joined? He has to make the decision. It's his or her fire test. The fire test may come also not only in doubts, it can come in a physical way. You come back from India, you have heard it's the kingdom of God, but you have a malaria and the doctor says, I don't think we have the medicine for you. At that time you could say, well, Krishna is not a kind God. I went to visit him and I brought death with me. Or you could say, okay, perhaps this was my old karma. I'm getting my karma now, and I should overcome it. Fire tests can happen in a marriage. You marry a person and you think this will last for a whole lifetime. We will support each other. Then you find out that your wife was unchaste for 20 years. That time you have to decide, why am I here? Fire tests are not the type of tests which is like when you come to get your breakfast and all the halava is gone. That's not a fire test. These are really heavy things which are really going to the essence. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes, they serve a purpose. He says, happiness and also this pain which comes are both equally have their use, because they destroy the ignorance that I'm here in this world to enjoy. They destroy the ignorance, the illusion, and they equip you, they make you ready for real bhakti, not the bhakti which is dependent on candies, which is given to you. No? So, my dear devotees, but in order to go through these fire tests, you have to be a little strong. This will be my last point. My dear devotees, the time and the times, they are changing. The times will change. You will see. Remember, actually, the times are always changing. It's not so. But here are some significant changes are coming. You know, we have now artificial intelligence, and this will leave its imprint on the civilization much more than the discovery of electricity. When electricity came up, people understood they could stay up. There was good light even after sunset. And they began to read in the night, see movies, and do things which require electricity. It has changed our civilization. Artificial intelligence will change it much, 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 much more. You will see. So, and for you, a test could come. Are you interested in the nectar of the eternal nectar, or are you? Have you set your eyes on the side effects of Krishna consciousness? Whenever there is a challenge ahead, we must prepare. So, when the times are changing, we must prepare. And there are four things I would love you to take with you in your life. First of all, I want to inspire you to grow deep roots in your spiritual life. When a tree, when there are winds and storm, only those trees who have deep roots, they will stay. So your spiritual roots, you need to take care of them. And I want to suggest to you something very nice. I call it time alone with Krishna. It is when you are really sitting down and you either pray to Krishna, you sing a song for Krishna, you chant, feeling his presence, and so on. This will grow spiritual roots. I want to now also speak about the crown of the tree. You know, I'm speaking about the tree of life. Your own life needs to have roots and a crown where you contribute. I would like to repeat what Keshava Maharaj said in Berlin. Find your own mission within the mission. You need a mission, Krishna, Murari Chaitanya, your personal mission. Keshava Maharaj gave the example of the Bhaktivedanta Menon, where he was for a long time the Bhakta leader. He said, my mission was to train Bhaktas. There was a temple president who had his mission to organize the temple. And there was one elderly woman from Poland. Her name, Gokrishna, is Mother Kalanga. Her mission was to make Mangal Artik sweets. Have you eaten the Mangal Artik sweets from Bhaktivedanta Menon? No? Yes. They really taste like nothing before. She has trained. She is no longer with us. She has left the body. But she has trained her Mangal Artik sweets students, you know. And then there are people who take care of the cows. Every spring time, the cows in the Bhaktivedanta Menon run out of their barn, and there is a person with a microphone and loudspeaker, and they said, "And here comes Surabhi." The cows are very happy. They jump around. It's springtime, fresh grasses. It's a festival. And here comes Davali. Davali is a little stubborn, but she can jump very high. Woohoo! And everyone applauds Davali. So this is the cowman. You know, what is your mission? What is your project within the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It could be making, it could be raising a good family in Krishna consciousness. It could be this or that, you know. Find your mission in life. It's important. Then I will say something. A tree has roots. That's yours. The tree of your life also needs roots. A tree has a crown with fruits, that is, find your own goal, mission. But then a tree has the trunk. Trunk means, what means trunk? Deblo. The deblo. It has the deblo. The deblo needs to be there to hold the whole structure. So the deblo of your life is your physical well-being and your spiritual well-being. Who of you cannot sleep in the night very nicely? Many. You are not moving enough. You are sitting too much. I have discovered this, Anuradha. We need to move. You know, our bodies were made to move. It's not that only our tongue should move and our jaw. The whole, everything. Why, don't forget your arms and your legs. And as far as your mental well-being, you need to have an inspiring mission in life. And you need to avoid negativity, which is just making your life hellish. You know, you need to stop negative self-talk. So these are the three items of the tree of life. Roots that refer to your spiritual well-being. Crown of the tree, which refers to your social well-being, your contacts, what you do for the world, your contribution. Do you know a spiritual person has two needs? He wants to grow and he wants to contribute. Very important. He only feels full in his life when he contributes to the well-being of others. And you need to do something for your physical and mental or emotional well-being. Then you are strong and the winds of change will not disturb you. You will greet them. They will present new opportunities in your life. They will not be something you need to be afraid of. They will be something you're looking forward so that you can again take on new opportunities. My dear devotees, please take this idea of the tree of life. Could you understand this idea? It's pretty simple. It's pretty clear. Hare Krishna Prabhu. It's the sun, no? Seen. Yes. So this is a little bit what I wanted to say. I wanted to discuss with you about prayers, how one might like to pray for others. I wanted to discuss with you about Krishna's promise to protect his devotees. He will most properly give you the chance of a fire test so that you can go from the external devotee to the existential devotee and in this way enjoy Krishna consciousness really. And I wanted to talk about how to present yourself for the upcoming changes. I have now come to the end of my presentation. This was my last presentation. I was very happy. I was asking some of the devotees, so what do you think, do devotees think about my presentations? And they said, Maharaj, the devotees love you. You can say anything or nothing. It is the same. You just sit there, smile from time to time, you know, and say, I love you. And this is all. And I felt, really, it takes me so much to prepare for these sessions. And my dear devotees, I put a lot in there. I think it is useful. I think you can listen to recordings, isn't it? And you will discover something. It will help you to oil your machine a little bit, your thinking machine, and so on. Sorry, I make these jokes. I know you understand everything and make notes even in your heart. I know this, but I'm just saying. What needs to be said? Today, from 8 o'clock, I have to pray for... what do you think about the protests? Is it good? Is it bad? Are we beyond this? Are we too saintly? Are we, or is it not for us? Change is needed, no? There was an interesting situation. America made war on Vietnam because in Vietnam there was the part of Vietnam went in the communistic way, and that means they went out of the capitalistic system, which is not good for America because they want to make money and business. So they sent the airplanes, and they sent armies to Vietnam. And many young people protested, and the police wanted to remove them from the protest, but the young people ran and took shelter in churches. And churches is territorium where the government cannot enter. There's a strict separation. So our devotees were also very, they were asked, our devotees were connected with these young people, and they brought tons of prasadam into the churches. And Prabhupada heard about it, and you know what he said? He said, bring also prasadam for the other side. Both are suffering from ignorance, and you need, from a spiritual point of view, they are just different sorts of prisoners, you know, but all are prisoned and suffering birth, old age, disease, and death. I always feel when you want to position yourself in this life, do something, you have to first ask the question, who am I? And then you can decide what is your contribution. I feel very much like a monk. This is my identity, and I pray for people's well-being. I very much think it's good if devotees give prasadam on kirtan and so on. But we have spiritual, we want to give spiritual help and so on. But I also understand that special times, no? And there are changes. But for devotees, it's good to always remember we want to give all types of people the chance to awaken from the dream of material existence. And for this, we have to be a little consequent, and we can't continue to dream the dream. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Good. I want to finish here. Thank you very much. I'm now again a little late. I think the points are clear which were made. I wish you all the best. And I don't know if Madhva Muni or one of them is here, the organizers. No. We have, yes, Kishori, what is the evening program? When do we start? Maybe in 1 hour? Now, now is 6:30. You might like to take prasadam, those who are quick and like to attend the Artik. It is at 7 o'clock. See you very much. I have two devotees with whom I need to speak. I need to say, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit booked out always. There's Milos and Anastasia. I don't know if you are here. If you are here, please come. I wish you all the best, and Hare Krishna. Krishna.